I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Monday. I am happy to tell you we've got something we have not had all summer long. It's called air conditioning. For some reason, with the way this building was built or some idiosyncrasy, this studio has not had air conditioning for the longest time. And we've supplemented with fans and different things, but we could never get air conditioning. And then all of a sudden, Mike's air conditioning and heating came in late last week and fixed it. We got cold air blowing in. We got the door closed. It's great. Thank you. Thank you to Ed Stoles and Debbie and folks on our staff and ownership. And thanks to the folks at Mike's Air Conditioning and Heating. They did a really great job. It took them a couple of hours to do, but they got up on the roof and they got it done. Say hallelujah. And a guy that is the beneficiary of said work is our own buddy, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He is in air-conditioned comfort today. Feel pretty good, eh?
Woo! Feels good in here.
I love it. I absolutely love it. The other thing I love, by the way, is something that you wrote about over the weekend. You were writing editorials this past week, and you will for the next couple of weeks, I guess, with vacations and things like that. Test scores in the Clark County School District are up.
Yeah, so last week we did get
It's the tax money. It's the commerce. It's all of that.
Well, that is what the education establishment said. So they released third through eighth grade math and English test scores, and they were up, and that's good, and I don't want to take away from that. But you also have to look at what the context is. I mean, we're going, you know, the scores are all different, but, you know, basically we're going from like 44% proficient to 45% proficient, which is good. I'm not knocking that, and you don't turn education systems around on a dime. I also get that. But to say that, you know, if 3 years ago when they were passing the commerce tax, they had said, okay, let's pass the largest tax increase in state history, and, oh yeah, less than half of our children will still be able to read at grade level. And then you go to the math, and it's even more depressing because it's like third graders, like, you know, 46, 47% proficient. By the time you get to eighth grade, you're at less than 30% proficiency. And so it's just, you know, I mean, marginal improvement is good, don't get me wrong, but, you know, when we talk about transformation and, you know, fundamental change, We haven't seen that with scores yet.
Could it be an anomaly? Could it be a thing where it's going to go up a point in the next a quarter or the next school year? It's going to go down another point. Could it be an aberration of some sort?
I mean, it could. The and time certainly will tell. The good news is that all of the scores saw an improvement except for seventh grade English. So that certainly doesn't look like an anomaly. That doesn't look like chance. You know, it looks like there's something going well, and that's good. But you know, there's a lot of money being spent for 1% improvements.
Let me just ask you though, when you talk to like school board members, trustees as they call them, when you talk to leaders, Jesus Jara and people like that, superintendent of schools, are they looking for a quantum leap? Are they looking for steady progress? I mean, when will we know if Victory Schools, Zoom Schools, Learn by Three, all these whiz-bang deals that we're trying to implement are actually working, that we're actually getting the bang for the buck that we expect?
Well, I mean, this is part of the problem, is that when you implement a whole host of programs and then you see marginal improvement, you don't actually have a way to tell, you know, well, is it the Victory Schools? Is it the Zoom Schools? Is it the early intervention for the reading? They've started going to full day kindergarten, although those students wouldn't have reached third grade yet. And so you get a really clouded picture. You know, you're not really able to tell what's happening. But, you know, of course, anyone in the education establishment, if scores go up, well, it's working, we need more money. If scores go down, well, it's not working, we need more money. So the calls for more money are the constant.
Is the fact that we've now got the teachers union, we got the teachers union working essentially in concert with the Board of Trustees with this idea that we need more money, and they're going to apparently work together in some way, that there's going to be some joint effort to get ballot items out there to work the legislature.
Well, yeah, I mean, so what the union did with the district, and the district hasn't approved the contract, but it looks like they will, is they said, we'll sign a 3-year contract, and then we'll go to the legislature and say, oh, look, we're working in unity, give us more money. But when you dig into the details of that contract, it actually kind of undermines everything, that whole narrative, because what it says is, after the district covers its basic expenses, 70% of any new money will go to paying existing teachers more.
Now, it's not going to add teachers. It's going to pay existing teachers more.
That's correct.
So in other words, every school year we begin the year short 900 teachers or thereabouts. I don't know. Did you know what the number is this year?
It's 500.
500 this year. It's been 1,000. It's been 800. It's been 900. So this contract would just give the existing teachers more. It's not going to make the teachers any better. It's just going to pay them better.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you're not even going to be able to, you know, incentivize good teachers to go work at low performing schools. You're not going to be able to reward good teachers with more money. It's basically just going to take the existing salary scale and boost it up. I mean, it is the worst labor contract I've seen in 10 years of working and stuff here, because the district, if they want to do any of these programs, you know, any of these special interventions, Read by Three, more money for Victory or Zoom or something like that, they have to go beg the union for its permission to spend the money, not on just increasing existing teachers' salaries.
So who's running the show then? It sounds like the teachers are running the district.
Yes. I mean, basically, Jara has handed what little authority he has over to John Villardita, the leader of the Clark County Education Association. I mean, I cannot understand for the life of me. I mean, you can't fire teachers. You can't do that. You can't even rearrange their pay. And now you're obligating where your new money goes without even going through the arbitration process. I mean, you may as well just hand over your title to John Villardita and save the district $300,000. I mean, it is a terrible contract.
Let me just ask you, is there any chance that there is going to be a fourth vote or whatever it is for voting against this thing? I mean, is there a possibility that there's going to be somebody on the Board of Trustees other than Kevin Child and about two others probably?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I'm not super optimistic. I mean, the district released this contract basically talking about how excited they are, and that certainly says to me they have the votes or think they can get the votes. And we've certainly seen four of the trustees do whatever the superintendent wants. So, you know, I'm not super encouraged. But I mean, literally, if you're on the left and you think we've got to have more money into education, you have got to be terrified of this contract because you can't do any of your cool little programs anymore. All you can do, literally, is give existing teachers more money.
Because it sounds like a sweetheart deal for the teachers.
Oh, it is. It's incredible. I mean, basically, 70% of any new money goes to existing teachers.
And once you memorialize this, once you codify this, once this becomes the contract, there's nothing you can do to change it. If somebody comes up, James Guthrie, former state superintendent, came up with this idea, which I think is a great one, where you say we select teachers from around the country. We pay them $200,000. They may have gone to MIT. They may have gone to Harvard. Doesn't matter. We're going to get the creme de la creme, and we're going to get 20 of these teachers, 50 of these teachers, pay them $200,000 a year. So even if you came up with a whiz-bang program like that, that was going to instantly improve, you can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, they literally have to go beg the teachers' union's permission to not do the 70%. And you say, well, there's 30% left. Yes, but there's support staff workers who are going to want raises. There's administrators. There's the police who are going to want raises. And if I'm those unions, I'm furious. And I'm looking at them and saying, they're wanting 70% of the new money.
Can my union get a deal like that, please? Can I get like 20% of the money?
Well, I know. The thing is that those unions, you know, the district can't just give them only 5% of the new money. They're going to go to arbitration, and the arbitrator is going to say, well, look, you're giving 70% of the money to this one union. You know, here, I'll give you 15%. I'll give this other union 10. I'll give this other union 8. And all of a sudden, you're at more than 100%.
And by the way, it just occurred to me while we were talking. If this is already codified by the contract, why the hell do we need a board of trustees? I don't know that do we pay these people? Are they paid?
I mean, very little.
Okay.
And perhaps that's part of the problem. I mean, they make like $10,000 a year, and it's a. Okay. I mean, it's a.
But whatever we pay them, why do we even have them if this is just in the contract and, you know, there aren't a lot of decisions to be made?
Well, there's not, and there's certainly not already. And but you know, if I'm a trustee, why in the world are you going to hand your authority over to the person who's exists to basically get more money for his members? Like, that's his whole job. His job is not to improve education, not to help students achieve. It's to get more money and more job protections for his members.
Why in God's name do we need a board of trustees if you're going to turn over the purse strings to the teachers union? It just makes no sense. More coming up. Victor Jakes joining us. Three-time-a-week columnist, unless he is the head of the editorial board for a couple of 3 weeks, which is what he is right now. We'll talk more about this. And also, Bob Woodward's new book, the anonymous op-ed. I want to see if he'll let me do an anonymous op-ed in the RJ, because he's kind of controlling. He's in control now. He's in charge of the editorial page, okay? No, you are. Admit it. You are. You are the kingpin. And I want to see if you'll let me do an anonymous op-ed in the RJ. And I'll keep it to 300 words, 500 words, whatever you want. You let me do it, but just don't put my name on it, please. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
Attention, cat owners. The hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special, 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed, but with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%, and it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop! Real Mexican food you like!
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day!
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
From the palatial air-conditioned studios of Live and Local Now, good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. We had to put a name. We had to put a name to the studios. We ought to do a naming rights thing, you know, like stadiums do.
Yeah, put it up for
Raiders. Raiders are going
to
do it.
Get the LVCVA. They may give you $80 million.
There you go. There. I think we've got an idea here. Get Rossi Rollincotter. Is he gone yet? He's not quite gone yet. I mean, he's still kind of sort of.
He's consulted for the next.
He's consulted. Get Rossi Rollincotter on the line, and let's get a naming rights deal for the studio. Now that we're fully air conditioned.
I know, they just call it the Las Vegas studio. That's the best part.
Oh, well. That's really all you need. I am proud to announce that the classes began today at P.S. Jakes. You guys homeschool?
We of course, being my wife, but yes, we do.
Okay, and today, first day of classes.
First day of school.
Did we have to worry about wardrobe for the kids, making sure they were wearing their uniform, or is it just sweats and shorts? And
well, we do our co-op today, so they it was first day. They have a little picture, so my wife got them looking all cute and off to the co-op. So
oh my god! Now, what do you mean by the co-op?
So it's basically a once a week group. It's called Classical Conversations. They get together and they do some like history and science and art stuff. So kind of like the more supplementary stuff.
Do they teach the classics?
Yeah, so it's a classically based model where basically it's a lot of memorization. So they you know, kind of the biggest thing is this huge timeline of world history that they go through every year, which is really incredible. I'm hoping actually to memorize it myself just to have that kind of basically it's just big events throughout history. And the classical model, basically the idea is, you know, you have to know something before you can pontificate. So instead of teaching the child like, oh, what do you think and what do you feel and you're so smart, it's like, here, memorize a whole bunch of stuff. So then, as your mind develops and you understand things, then
you'll have that at your disposal.
Yes, then you can start pontificating.
Is this like the Socratic model or what is it?
So it's not as much questioning. You know, it's not like this lot of back and forth. Basically, it's just a lot of memorization. In terms of your facts, and so there's lots of great homeschool co-ops. So this is just one way, but this one is more just focuses on memorization, and then the parents will do like the reading and the math work throughout the week.
You've been doing homeschooling for how long?
2 years, and my daughter is in second grade.
You like it?
Yeah, it's been great. It's
are the kids testing okay?
We haven't tested yet. My daughter's reading really well, so we're happy with that. My wife used to teach first and second grade, so that gives us a little, you know, she has a good baseline of stuff. And my son starts kindergarten this year, so we'll see how that goes. But you know, it's just kindergarten. I'm not, you know, you don't. To me, kindergarten is just you get introduced, and you know all your letters and your sounds. You start to read.
Do they still take naps?
In
kindergarten?
Well, we're you know, just because of the way my, you know, having one older kid and then a kindergarten, we're not doing naps. But I'm pretty sure that when I was in kindergarten a long time ago, it was half day and we took naps.
So. Yeah. You brought a little throw rug and you laid down on the rug, and for 45 minutes, an hour, everybody said, okay, be quiet and go to sleep.
Yeah. I mean, it's important. I think this idea that like your four-year-old has got to be like learning about all this stuff is just wrong. I mean, everyone's different. There's no one right way, but
by and large, you like the homeschooling method.
Yeah, I mean, for our family, it's great. I mean, it gives us the ability to train our child and make sure they're learning well. And you know, in terms of value formation, it's a lot better than sending them off to a public school.
And for your beautiful wife, she can teach without having spitballs thrown at her or people cursing her or anything.
Well, it hasn't gotten to that yet. So
We hope not. More coming up with Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We're going to talk about Anonymous. I'm also going to put the question to him. Can I get, while he's heading up the editorial page, can I get an Anonymous editorial? I just want one. Don't know what the topic will be, but you'll enjoy it. It will be good reading. I want to see if you'll give me an Anonymous. I don't have to put my name to it. I can say whatever I want. Yeah. I love that idea. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief, that point the cannon at you. No, it ain't me. Okay, the moment you've been waiting for. This is the moment that I've kind of positioned myself as we talked last week, and this continues on into this week. Our guest, Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, for the next week or so is actually heading up the editorial page because the editorial page director is on like a 6-month vacation or some goofy thing like that. Not that he doesn't deserve it. He probably deserves it. But seeing as they left this guy in charge, Victor Jakes, so now's my opportunity. So I just want to ask. We've known each other for a number of years now. You trust me. You trust my judgment. Some weeks you don't. But I was thinking maybe doing a. I'd like to do an editorial, but I don't want to put my name on it. I'm going to say some really. I'm going to be really honest. So I just want to know, can I get one of these anonymous editorials that the New York Times has given out? Can I get one of those for the RJ?
No. That is not review journal policy.
Did you really say no?
I know. It might come to a shock. Well, that's part of the answer you get at every paper in America, aside from the New York Times.
Wow. Okay. I'll try Greenspun and try the Sun. See, fat chance they'll give me anything. They won't even give me the time of day at Greenspun. Anyway, Victor Jakes joining us. Okay. So we've got the anonymous. First of all, do you think we're going to find out who anonymous is?
Yes, I do. I think it's just hard to keep. It's hard to keep secrets this day and age, and I just think that, you know, the possibility for that person to make a ton of money in a book deal is going to be pretty significant. So, you know, what better way to leave than to, you know, stab your boss in the back and then start a GoFundMe page and raise $800,000 to get a $1 million advance on a book deal?
Will the next resignation from the Trump administration be anonymous, you think? Now, here's something I was just thinking about. If I'm looking to extricate myself from this whole mess and get a great book deal, I could say, I'm resigning, I am anonymous. And this is kind of the I am Spartacus moment. You know, the Cory Booker, I am Spartacus. And that the next guy out the door becomes Spartacus, becomes anonymous.
I think the New York Times editor who knows would probably, you know, if someone did that, would probably try and put a kibosh on it.
Correction. They print a correction. No, this guy is not anonymous.
Yeah, not this person. We won't tell you who it is, but we can tell you it's definitely not this person. I mean, I think the thing is when it comes out that people are going to be underwhelmed in terms of who it is or in terms of the position of who it is. There was something going around last week about where the New York Times quoted this anonymous official and expert, and it turned out to be this intern. And so...
A high-ranking member of the administration, and he's like the in charge of paperclips.
I know. So senior, I think, is, you know, how they describe them, and that I just think that's a very broad term used in D.C. and in the
Does
White
that
House.
Mean he's been there from the beginning? Does that make him senior?
Yeah, I just think, you know, if you're in charge of something or in your, you know, I just think it's easy to have title inflation, and so, you know, I think a lot of people there have very important sounding titles. And so I think it's be very easy to label hundreds of people as a senior person when you're really giving the impression that, oh, it's someone on the cabinet. Or, oh, it's Vice President Mike Pence, which, no, it is not, but Mike Pence.
Joining us, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Want to ask you, the Woodward book, Fear, everybody and their brother is swearing up and down. No, I didn't talk to Woodward. Do you think most of those people did? Do you think Mad Dog Mattis, talked to him? Do you think most of those administration people did talk to him?
Well, I'd be surprised if Mattis talked to him. I mean, I think, you know, who was in the room with Mattis who would talk to him that, you know, none of us have heard of. You know, and if you want to get a certain perspective out, you would just have a subordinate talk to him. I mean, you wouldn't talk to him yourself. And so, I mean, but the thing is if you're in the administration, you know what Bob Woodward's going to write. It's not going to be like, oh, everything's going so well, and here's how.
You want to talk about farm policy? Sure, I will talk about farm policy. Yeah, not foreign policy, farm policy. I just love that. The whole notion. You know, it's like I'm trying to think there was a line that people used to use. The worst seven words in the English language is "I'm Mike Wallace and I'd like to talk to you," something like that. And I'm like, God, that's the same thing. I'm Bob Woodward. Could we meet for coffee?
I know. I mean, it's not like he hasn't done this before. I mean, so I just, how hard is it just to say no? I'm not going to talk to you. But there's been a lot of leaks in the White House, a lot of leaks. And even when there weren't a lot of leaks, he's done a good job of getting sources before.
And a lot of these guys and gals were hired by the Trump administration. It's not like this is the deep state. It's not like this is that these are people that are Obama people. These are Trump people.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the hard things with Trump and kind of going scorched earth is, you know, a lot of the establishment Republicans, you know, who, you know, kind of just decided not to work for the administration. They had a lot of expertise in some of the functional stuff, and you need people like that. You need people who can pull the right levers at the right time, and, you know, you need to give them the right direction on, you know, how conservative to be. Absolutely. But just because you have expertise doesn't mean you're automatically a rhino or not useful. And so I think that was a mistake. And I think in large part it's gotten corrected. I mean, I think that where the Trump administration is now in terms of personnel as compared to 18 months ago or a year ago is a lot better. And there's some really some bright spots. But there is a lot of chaos, and I think that starts at the top with the president not really being a policy person, and so he talks out of both sides of his mouth a lot.
I want to ask it a different way, though. With all of this talk of a lack of fitness for the office, that the guy's somehow nuts, despite all of that, is the Republic okay? We've got, you know, the tax cuts worked. We've got North Korea in check. We've got Iran maybe in check. Wages are up. African-American unemployment at an all-time low. Hispanic unemployment at an all-time low. There are more jobs than there are job applicants. Is the Republic okay?
I know. That's what's so funny is that if you just, you know, stop listening to the rhetoric and just focused on what, you know, what is actually happening to people who aren't obsessed with politics, life's good. I mean, not pretty good. Life is good. I mean, we're in the middle of a huge economic upswing, and that's a good time to be in America. I mean, that's a great time to be in America. And so, you know, Trump has not become a dictator. Even his little sniping at the press, you know, I mean, you look at what Obama actually did to the press in terms of surveilling them and trying to stop negative coverage. I mean, I'd say that's worse than what Trump has done. I mean, his rhetoric is not good. But, you know, in terms of the policy, that's what's so funny is, I mean, in terms of the policy, basically you've gotten a Republican administration on the policy side. I mean, Trump has been rattling probably the most about trade. And, you know, we're maybe announcing a new NAFTA deal. I mean, so there's been
we've already got one with Mexico. Now we're on the verge maybe of getting one with Canada.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're kind of hearing the rumblings. We don't quite know where that's going to come out. And so I think that's what's so funny is, you know, there's all this chaos. I mean, there is some chaos in the White House, but in terms of what's actually happening on the policy side, it's been very good.
Before I let you go, because I know you're going to go back to your day job here in a little bit, and you're going to go fight with Glenn Cook to get me that anonymous editorial. I know you will. I know you'll throw yourself at the mercy of the editor of the paper, my buddy Glenn Cook. But somehow you'll get it for me. How do you go about doing an editorial? Does somebody bring you the idea for an editorial? Does somebody from high, does Sheldon Adelson call you and say, hey, why don't you do an editorial on this or that, or Andy Abood or somebody like that? Does somebody on high do it? Is it done within the newspaper, or are you essentially just doing what you do as an op-ed guy, as a commentary guy?
So we usually have an editorial meeting with our publisher and just kind of bat some ideas around. But
who is the publisher?
Keith Moyer.
Okay.
But I mean, mostly it's you know, I kind of know what the paper's editorial stance is, and I look for issues that are of interest and you know, produce a piece with the paper's editorial stance, which, you know, for the most part has been the same for decades. I mean, literally decades in terms of their libertarian perspective on most issues.
Are there ever times when you're writing an editorial and you come to a juncture where you say, I don't really believe this, but it's what the paper is backing, you know, whether it's no on three, yes on three, whatever it is, yes on six, do you ever get to a point where you say, I'm going to write this, but it's not something that I would write in an op-ed or in a commentary?
Yeah, so, I mean, every editorial writer, I mean, it is the paper's opinion, and you're writing the paper's opinion. And so that's okay. I mean, the paper has a perspective and an opinion. It's a very important one for Southern Nevada. And even when you don't agree with it, you write it. I mean, but, I mean, it's a very libertarian perspective. And
can,
so
can you ever change people's minds? Can you ever change the newspaper's mind?
I mean, it doesn't happen that often. I mean, I mean, if you read any of my stuff, I'm center right, libertarian, conservative, and the paper is very, very much that way. So I think there's a lot of overlap there in terms of policy agreement.
Okay. So, and by the way, I'll do any size, 300 words, 500 words. It won't matter. I'll fill it all up, even if I got to do extra commas or extra, you know, I'll make sure I fill it up and I'll get it in on time, I promise. Okay.
You just write something about how Victor is so amazing, and I'll make sure it gets published.
Anonymous. Anonymous strikes again. Anyway, you have a great week. We'll talk with you again next Monday, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
Victor Jenks, three-time-a-week columnist. He is also a kingmaker. He could make me king real fast. All I want is one of those anonymous op-eds. That's all I want. That's all I'm asking for. That's Glenn, come on. You can come through for me. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
One thing that we can all agree on is that we want a better education for our children. However, our government has proven time and time again that they are unable to provide the quality education that we as parents are seeking. In order to ensure the highest quality of education, it is important that we return power to the parents. They should decide where their children go to school and what they learn. I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I honestly believe that a bloated, centralized bureaucratic machine is incapable of making decisions that are best made by you. At the end of the day, these unaccountable bureaucrats don't care about our children. They care about our tax dollars. Again, I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I am running for re-election for Assembly District 37, and I humbly ask for your support and your vote so that I can represent our shared values in Carson City. Thank you, and please get out and vote. This election is absolutely critical for the state of Nevada, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust, trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
How many of you saw the amazing comeback of the Packers last night? Packers-Bears. Bears are up 20-0. And Aaron Rodgers gets carted off the field. He's riding on a cart off the field after, and I don't even know what the injury was. But then he comes back and he ends up beating him. That was incredible. How many of you have begun the season as non-NFL viewers? I have friends that say I'm going to start the season on the sideline. I'm not going to watch NFL games. As long as they're still kneeling or they're still disrespecting the flag, I'm just not going to do it. And then you see a game like last night and you say, well, maybe you missed something. Anybody out there that's still boycotting the National Football League, you're simply not going to watch their games. You're not going to buy the jerseys. Now, I'm fortunate. I've got a friend that sends me, once a month, once every 2 months, a whole package full of NFL golf shirts, polos, whatever you want to call them. And I wear them because they're free. But you can't tell me that wasn't fun last night, watching Aaron Rodgers come back and the Packers come back at Lambeau, at venerable Lambeau Field. For those of you that missed it on Friday, Dean Heller and Vice President Pence spoke to airmen at Nellis, visited with veterans, and that's a pretty cool thing. And by the way, I hear that between now and Election Day, that we're going to have not only Mike Pence back in town or back in state, but also the President of the United States. I'm hearing that from more and more people that should know. Look for the president to be back. Look for Mike Pence. Mike Pence raced back home in time to do Fox News Sunday. And the vice president, in looking at the way the fake news media treats the Trump administration, says that the fake news media just has Trump all wrong.
I spend about 4 hours a day with the president when we're both in Washington, D.C. every day. And what I see is a tough leader, a demanding leader, someone who gets all the options on the table, but he makes the decisions. And that's why we've made the progress.
But here is what Anonymous sees. He writes in that article in the New York Times, that is why many Trump appointees have vowed to do what we can to preserve our democratic institutions while thwarting Mr. Trump's more misguided impulses until he is out of office. Woodward describes what he calls a nervous breakdown inside the Trump administration.
It's absolutely absurd. And I have to tell you, to be honest with you, Chris, sometimes I watch a little bit of TV in the morning, and then I go to the White House, and I feel like I'm in a parallel universe. I walk into a White House where there's a president behind the desk. He's in command. He's constantly driving forward. on delivering on the promises that we made for the American people. And then I go home at night and I see cable TV talking about all of this stuff about disarray in the White House. And it's just not my experience. I mean, I tell people, look at the results. You look at the passage of historic tax cuts for businesses and individuals, and the way that jobs are coming back and investment is coming back, the renegotiation of trade deals, our allies contributing more to our common defense. All of that is happening because we have a president of almost boundless energy who comes in every day, regardless of what's happening in the Washington media culture, and says, what are we doing today to deliver for the American people? And I think that's why I see such enthusiasm as I travel across the country. And that's why I believe the American people are going to vote to reelect Republican majorities in the House and Senate this fall.
That's Mike Pence. He was out here in Southern Nevada and then raced home to be on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of Real Water. You know, with Real Water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since Real Water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can actually help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real Water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just $2 for $3. That's right. You didn't hear it wrong. $2 for $3. You want to save even more money? Try Real Water Home Delivery. I'm a customer. So is Wayne Allen Root. In fact, I just had a delivery last Thursday. I love it. They bring it right to your door, and you save tons of dough. Try it yourself. Check it out on your smartphone. RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. That's RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. Coming up on the other side, we are going to get into this issue of the Republic. If you believe the new book by Bob Woodward, and by the way, I'm going to take just 1 minute because I fear that there are people that don't know who Bob Woodward is or Carl Bernstein and what the significance of those two names. They were investigative reporters for the Washington Post during Watergate. Okay. And there was a movie, All the President's Men. Yeah. Dustin Hoffman, Robert Redford. Great movie. And in fact, part of it was shot. Believe it or not, part of that movie was shot. I was there when it was being filmed in my neighborhood in Marina Del Rey, California. Yeah. When I was out there. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But just so you know who these people are, they are investigative journalists from back in the 70s. Bob Woodward still writes a lot of stuff. Carl Bernstein, not so much. But he's still out there as a talking head. But I just want to make sure all of our younger listeners knew exactly who we were talking about, that these are two war horses from the 1970s. Watch All the President's Men. Good movie. And it'll give you a little slice of history. Stick around. The state of the Republic, despite fear, despite the anonymous editorial, you would be sure that our Republic is about to fall. A president who's unfit for duty. Well, we'll let you be the judge of that. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side, Live and Local now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016.